Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to share the Torch top three for today. And the number one we want to share with you is the mercies of God. Oh, nothing, nothing like the mercies of God. And we talk about King Manasseh and his journey that he went on in 2 Chronicles 33. I mean, this king, guys, did much evil in the eyes of the Lord. I mean, he did like very, very wicked things. And he did not follow the ways of his father who honored God. I mean, he just totally rebelled and just went whack, if you will. And God even tried to speak to Manasseh. But Manasseh didn't even pay God no mind. And, you know, at this one moment, God could have been like, dude, it's over for you. You know what I'm saying? He could have took Manasseh's life. You know, God's warning, 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 warning. And it's like he was totally, not only was he doing, I mean, wicked things, God extended even mercy and just given him a chance and sent him warnings. But then God even does even a more amazing thing. And he extends even a greater mercy. And the mercy that God chose was to bring the army of Assyria in and take him out. I mean, they took him a prisoner. They put a hook in his nose. Yeah. They bound him with bronze shackles. And he was captive in Babylon. And it was through that mercy. Yes, that was mercy. Yeah. Because if he kept going the way he was going, he'd lose his life and not even have a time to make it right with God. Don't think because you're going through a rough time or a hard time that that's not the mercy of God. It took that for Manasseh, and it takes that sometimes for a lot of people to come to the end of themselves. And at the end of himself, maybe it was the hook in the nose, or maybe it was the shackles, or I don't know, maybe it was Babylon. Yeah. But, or a combination of all of that. Right. But it brought him to his knees where he was in a position to cry out to God. And you talk about the mercies of God. I mean, God gave him a second chance. He gave him a second chance, restored his kingdom.
That's what blows me away. Gave him his kingdom back.
Gave him his kingdom back. And it looks like God's not trying to hurt us. He just wants us to wake up. He wants us to wake up. He wants our attention. He wants our eyes to be put on him. But there was one important thing that you can't forget about the mercies of God. You can't forget these. That the mercies of God must be appropriated to your life. You can't take the mercies of God and throw them away. He did that the first time. But when you take God's mercy and you look at your situation as mercy, you say, you know what, God? I'm not going to waste this mercy here. I'm going to make this count, and I'm going to turn my life for you. The mercies of God. The second one I want to share is the Great Commission and the reality of hell. And this is where we talk about the greatest responsibility of the church today. The greatest responsibility is the Great Commission. And Jesus is still telling his disciples today to go into all the world. I mean, this is a labor of love, and this is the church's charge. This is our duty to make disciples of all nations. And at the same time, we're looking at a society with pop culture that's basically trying to paint the picture to define what sin is. The world is trying to define, you know, if sin even exists, and they're even to try to define hell, which basically make it seem like it's insignificant or not real. I mean, George Barna did a poll that said 71% of Americans believe that a place like hell exists. They do believe that. But only half of 1% actually believe that they're going there. Well, my question is, who's going?
Yeah, right.
Who is going? Who is going today? If you listen to today's, you know, teachings, I mean, ain't nobody going to hell. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in a better place. But let me tell you, not everyone's in a better place. There is a reality of heaven and hell. And our job as believers is to share the good news that, listen, Jesus saves. Hell wasn't meant for you, wasn't created for you. And he made a way so that you would not have to go there. He is a way maker. And the last one we want to share as we come to the close of the extra hour is, who is your God? Who is your God? Now, people say they're not religious, but people are very religious because what you worship, what is worth your time and your money, is the thing that you serve. And we play an interesting segment, a spoken word by Jefferson Bethke, about counterfeit gods. You really don't want to miss this. It will encourage you, and I'll just encourage you to check your heart.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.